Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
The easiest thing you'll ever do is keep your car serviced with Roda.
That's a real 5-star Google review from Diana S. And honestly, she nailed it. Roda is the DMV's most trusted auto shop. Maintenance, repairs, and detailing with free valet pickup and drop-off, no hidden fees and no pressure. Book in minutes at Roda.com and save 20% with code POD20. It's Roda. Duh.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey in Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. I thought that was a pretty
proper,
standard, proper, by the way, presented by Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite. Shout out to Miller Lite. Sure. You won a series in the West Coast. I'll take that. That's a win. Of course, the game in between the two wins was one of the worst performances of the season across the board. Michael Lorenzen Shine is off.
Yes.
But, I'm okay right now, Jack. I'm still kind of reeling from those first two games of September. And losing that September 1st loss just kind of set me up for where it's like, all right, I'm not going to, even if it is a kick our feet up September in the end, I'm not going to be able to because I'm just so stressed about September.
Yeah, for sure. Again, we've said it 1,000 times in this podcast. I just want to get through the month.
I want to say that I was like, yeah, I'm with you in the moment. Like, I am fully with, fast forward the month.
Because it's,
done.
It's every day that I wake up in impending doom.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. And I'm trying to do the whole of this team's different. They got it. It's how I think I'm wired.
It's muscle memory, dude. It's all we know.
And I think it's how I'm very excited. I was actually going to ask you, I guess what kind of yo. It's just like a professional yo. You know what I mean?
I thought it was right there, right? That was a professional yo.
It wasn't. You went out, you did your job in San Diego.
That's what it was.
That's
exactly right.
You didn't vomit all over yourself. So, the game in between, it was it was one of those. It's been a while since they've just not shown up for a game.
It was a not show up game.
We just don't we're good.
Not show up.
We're good.
We're just one last night. Almost lost, but we ended up winning. That was good. We're cool.
Yeah, we're good. We don't need this one. Trey's back on the East Coast.
Yeah, Trey's having a kid. Let's celebrate.
Whatever.
It's all good.
It's just I have never in my existence as a human being been so happy with a 500 road trip.
I know. Wow, great job.
3-3, so proud. That's such an improvement.
It's amazing.
They're incredible. They're the best team in baseball.
Best
team in baseball.
Unbeatable, really.
It's a 500 road trip.
It was great.
I was so happy.
That's ecstatic.
I was so happy. So they won yesterday. I don't have to freak out that here comes this September collapse. And just again, I don't need an above 500 month. I just want 500. Actually, at this point, we don't need more.
The Cubs are never losing again. So we might need to win games. That is the annoying part, is all of a sudden the Cubs are the best team in baseball.
It's sickening.
Great. They never lose. they never lose. I check the scores every day. It's like, oh, Cubs won again. Cubs won again. Cubs won again.
And you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to go to Wrigley.
Honestly, I was about to say, like, at this point, I'm rooting for the Brewers to get passed by the Cubs, which might happen.
All right. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Give me the Brewers.
We just lost two or three of them.
I don't care. I don't care. I do not care. I saw 07. Like, I saw 07, what happens when a hot team comes to the playoffs.
I agree.
Like, I
last
saw,
year, how about last, I mean, the Phillies weren't, like, a hot team. They got hot.
They were not.
They got hot.
God, last year's so funny looking back.
It's the weirdest year. we make the joke all the time, but, like, three games left in the season, they're a bunch of losers who we hate. And, like, a week later, they're our favorite Phillies team ever. It's something.
Yeah, they're getting statues outside of
it. I know.
I'm already preparing to take off work to be at the Wall of Fame induction.
I know.
Again, speaking of the Wall of Fame, because it feels like a proper time to bring
this
up.
Good pivot. I like it. Didn't see this coming, whatever's coming.
It's been discussed on this podcast. Can we just get something in between retiring the numbers and the Wall of Fame? Can I just have a Hall of Fame?
So,
like, just I can't have Hamill sharing the same wall as Lieberthal.
No.
Like, I just, there's a difference. There's a mass difference.
So,
I just want something in between there.
In all honesty, I agree with you at this point, it's something in between. Like, knock the Wall of Fame down.
Restart.
Just start over and have some freaking standards, all right? Can we please just start this thing up? Wall of Fame's fine. Fine idea. Cool. It's not the Hall of Fame. That's cool. Make it mean something.
And you don't, again, you're doing well ticket-wise, and for the next...
Yeah, you don't need these.
You don't need to sell
out.
Like, you don't need
to,
like, there's people are going to show up.
Yes, yes.
Like, it doesn't need to be, again, I just, like, Monument Park. Think about Monument Park.
It's special. It matters.
I'm going down. I'm seeing, they're not Wall of Famers. Just give me something in between. Because I don't think they should retire Hamill's number. But I don't think he's better than the Wall of Fame.
Of course he's better than the Wall of Fame again. You
and
can't.
And why is Castani not on it? The guy won an MVP in 1950.
But this is the real.
Sickening. I just can't take. I can't take the Wall of Fame. I used to like it.
It's Mickey Mouse.
It's
Mickey Mouse.
And there's no 08 guys on it yet.
I know. Well, and then you get into and then it's like, do we have to retire their number? Because we can't put we're gonna put Jimmy Rollins on the Wall of Fame. Like,
right.
What?
Right.
But it's not a Hall of Famer.
If you want your standard to be, you have to make the Hall of Fame. To have your number retired,
then
fine.
You need another level.
Then there needs to be something in between.
Yeah. No, I think I agree with you now, but again, I think the real thing is start over. Like, just tell everyone who made the Wall of Fame, sorry.
Yeah, we lost it.
We screwed up.
What if we lost the Wall of Fame.
Yes, it's gone.
Stole it. Someone stole the Wall of Fame.
We're starting over.
Yep.
Starting over.
Yeah, yeah. So you're out, Leiby.
Sorry, Leibs. You'll get back in someday, I'm sure.
I feel bad picking on Lieberthal.
He's just like
again, if they just restarted it with it doesn't have to be every freaking year in order to sell some tickets, like, then it's fine. It's fine.
Yep.
But there's just no freaking way that those guys can share the same wall as the scrubs that played here before.
Yeah. It's bad.
Anyway, Phil stuck 2-3 at Sandy.
Anyway, Zach Wheeler, how about that guy?
Wall of Famer?
I was just about to say that. Yeah, I think he's an in-between guy.
He's 100% in between guy.
What are we doing here?
Dude, Zach Wheeler is the, and you guys talked about it today. I texted to you guys last night. He's just like, he's so under-talked about. It's not underappreciated at all. Like,
no, we appreciate him. He's under-talked about.
Under-talked about. Yep. Because we hold Halliday, Lee, you know, those guys in such high regard. And we totally should. But, like, Zach Wheeler's in that category.
I was thinking about it last night, Jack. It's so funny you said that. Like, I was thinking about it last night, and he's one of the four greatest Philly starting pitchers of my lifetime. Like, at least of my cognizant lifetime, of the time that I remember. So Schilling would be the, like, Schilling I should put in there, too. Yeah. Schilling, so it'd be five. It'd be Schilling, him.
Mulholland.
Halliday.
Millwood.
Lee, and Hamels. And that's it. That, like, Zach Wheeler's on that five. Like, he's right there. Like, he's
You were just totally disregarding 2018 NOLA.
Yes, it was. You're right. That's a good point.
And 2022 Nola.
It's a good point.
In the Cy Young.
I mean, look, Nola's not far down the list.
Nola's,
like, he's up there.
Nola's a top 10 starter in Philly's history.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, he is. Like, without a doubt.
What
a
player.
I know. That's where we're at.
What a player.
Yeah.
I thought you were around for Bunning.
I thought you were going to say Chile. I was like, I was. That was a bad job by me. I get it. That was a good job by you.
Trevor Cleveland.
So, little inside baseball. So we have a text right now with me and my brother and Jack. By the way, people don't know, they have the same birthday.
Right.
Shout out to the Ides of March.
It took me a little bit.
Ides of March time too, which is what I named it because my two little brothers. Mm-hmm. And Jack, pretty hilarious line last night, texted both of us and goes, have you heard about Robin Roberts' 17-inning game? And my brother, shout out to Peter. Peter goes, no, I haven't. And Jack goes, Salter was there for it.
Yeah.
And it was a great line.
Thank
you. Credit where due, like set up, line delivery, but like strong work.
I did not mean to do that.
That's the best part.
Yeah, but
you actually were going to tell us about a 17-inning game.
Well, no, but it really says that 17-inning game really happened,
by
the way.
I know.
Because you were there. But because they're talking about, I guess yesterday was the anniversary of it, and France against soccer were talking about it. It's like, the guy pitched 17 innings.
Unbelievable.
Like, has to be over 350 pitches.
I mean, how, like, it.
Like, it's like, it's just.
I don't know.
They still have five earned. And they let him just keep going. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, that stuff, I just saw it.
It's so hard for a modern baseball fan. I can't compute it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't compute Robin Roberts pitching all 17 innings of a baseball game.
It's nonsense.
And, like, being able to stand. I pitched 8 innings in a game once. It's hard. Like,
I'm sure, buddy.
Pitching, I know people, you stand there. And it's like legs, everything. Mm. Arm, obviously. But it's really
is that a part of it? The arms involved?
But it's really the legs. Like, the legs are what goes.
That was Clemens that I was talking about.
That's why he had to have some help.
Yeah, that's why it's like a tree trunks for legs, too, that guy.
Exactly. But yeah, it's just like it's so hard for the modern baseball fan. Like, I just can't compute it.
Yeah.
Like, and is anyone saying, hey, why don't we get him out? Like, can we get a relief?
Yeah,
do they have bullpens?
His arm fell off. Is anyone going to go pull him off the mound? Or?
Yeah, because Robin Roberts throwing lefty. Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
All right, so let's say, and we know, you know, let's say, just for the sake of argument, let's say Robin Roberts threw like 92 or something back in the day. 88? Well, they did those videos of Walter Johnson. He was 88.
Really?
Yeah, but he was also the fastest of those guys.
Because I always tell people if I...
Like in the 80s, you think it's like the 80s?
If I pitched in the 1920s,
you would have been.
I would have been a young winner.
Yes, you probably would have. All right, let's say high 80s, then, whatever. What do you think he was pitching by the 17th inning? Was he down to like 70 miles an hour?
78. I'll give him 78. Yeah, I just, again, it's 350.
It's probably not 350. That's a lot of pitches.
But it's not. I mean, it's
but back in the day, they used to throw less pitches. I just saw, by the way, this is speaking of pitching things that we'll never see again, that theoretically at least is possible because 17 innings is actually not possible. Greg Maddux threw a 77-pitch complete game once.
You just heard about that?
I mean, I just saw the thing about it. I haven't.
Oh, come on, man. It's called a Maddux.
Well, no, Maddux is, what is it, 90 pitches complete
90
game?
90 pitches and less complete game.
Yes. But he threw a 77-pitch complete game, Jack.
Yeah. That's good. I'm trying to compute in my brain how. All right, if you had five,
probably like 250 pitches, right? You throw like 120 in a complete game. Like, why are you going to 350? How are we going to 350?
Because if you have, I don't feel like doing that.
Maybe it's like 280.
Okay. Either way, when you pass the 200 threshold, there's at least.
Did they say it?
No, but because I guess it didn't track pitches then. Oh. But it's just so funny because like obviously. All right, so Robin Roberts threw over at least 250 pitches.
Without a doubt.
And it's like, now we're talking about Michael Lorenzen.
I know, being shot.
And what he's done after 124 pitches, like five starts ago.
Do you want to know what the most pitches estimated to have been thrown in a game was?
No. I don't know why. I don't know why I said no. I don't know.
Leon Cadore of the Dodgers estimated to have thrown 360 pitches in a game.
In a 9-inning game?
I guess so.
Well, I mean, that doesn't sound very
it looks
efficient.
Like this was a pre-modern era, though.
I would think so, yes.
That's pretty hilarious, though. Nolan Ryan once threw, look at this, live ball era. Nolan Ryan threw, wow, Edwin Jackson threw 149 pitches in a game.
Yeah, and it's no-hitter.
No-hitter, yeah. That's insane. So Nolan, in the live ball era, the most astounding accomplishment is Nolan Ryan threw a 235 pitch 13 inning game in 1974.
Jeez.
Oh man.
It's like, hey Michael.
I know. Like, did you kick a 120? Like, come on.
Come on, man. Like, your career can't be over because you threw 124 pitches one time. Like, I'm just sorry. And I know it's gonna sound like old man yell at the cloud. Like, just figure it out.
Figure it out.
Like, and I'm not really blaming the 100. Like, I don't think that's it. Because he was throwing like 96 the other day. I thought his stuff actually looked pretty good. I just
I think he's Michael Lorenzen.
Yes, this is the Michael Lorenzen.
He's like an okay pitcher. That's what happened.
I know this Michael Lorenzen.
This is the guy I know. It looks exactly like what I expected.
I didn't know the other Michael Lorenzen.
Yeah, exactly. And look, he also, in terms of arm tiredness, like I think the career high in innings is probably a bigger factor than the 124 pitches.
So I think there's a couple things. I think it's career high in innings, and I do think the 9 days off screwed with him.
You said that in the moment.
Because 9 days off is a lot when it comes to, like, feel for stuff. Like, if you talk about my short game in golf, it takes a while for that stuff to come back because it's all about touch, all about feel.
Sure.
And when you have 9 days off from pitching after throwing a no-hitter, like, that's why I think his changeup's been up every single pitch, it seems like. But, like, either way, it's just, there's like, the fact that Michael Lorenzen threw a no-hitter, and no shot he's in my playoff rotation
well,
now.
Well, yeah, zero.
And
I would, honestly, I would start transitioning to the bullpen soon.
I think it's, I think one
more start, maybe well, one or two, and then get him there. You want the last few weeks of the season, you want him pitching on the pen.
You want to know what you have, obviously.
What you have, exactly, yeah.
And Ranger's back now, so it's not like they need the starter.
So let's do the playoff rotation thing, because I think it feels pretty standard right now, right? I mean, Wheeler's the one. There we go.
Feels like, I mean, we know Wheeler's the one. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, where we
Look,
are.
I think it's going to be.
It's going to be Nola.
It's going to be Nola 2. It's going to be Ranger or Taiwan 3 and the other one 4. Like, that's what's likely going to be the playoff rotation. I mean, look, I still, as far, like, of those three, look, Wheeler, GOAT. Like, just carry us, buddy. But of those other three, I still trust Ranger the most, like, without a doubt.
I hope that Taiwan Walker enjoys the Kyle Gibson role from last year. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. He's probably going to win like 17, 18
games. He's going to like 18. Yeah, I mean, he's 15-5.
It's just like, I know what that's going to look like in the postseason. Mm-hmm. The first couple of innings are just brutal.
It's a disaster.
Like, it's just, it is. It's just,
I don't get it. Like, can't you be like, all right, Taiwan, like, the game starts at 6:10 instead of 6:40. Go throw in the bullpen like you would pitch in a game. Like, I don't understand how he can just come out and every single time. Like, how is he not ready? Like, get it.
And when if it's the NLDS and you're facing the Braves, you're facing the Dodgers.
Oh my God. Those guys will jump all over him. The Dodgers, oh my God. Like, Muncy and Freeman, all these guys are just
now, I guess the counter.
Him.
I guess the counter is, if he's won 18 games with like a 4-5
ERA.
Win
games when he's there, buddy.
Then I guess you got to get the offense.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the offense shows up more when Taiwan's out there. I don't know. He's just, I don't enjoy watching him pitch.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to put it. That's how I feel.
I just not.
But to your point, like, I don't know what it is. Like, the Phillies score for the dude. Like, the Phillies just hit when Taiwan's on the hill.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we got to pick this guy up today.
Yeah, it's always, well, we're going to have to score today.
Got to score today.
Like, he's in the bullpen. They're in the dugout. Like, all right, we know what we got to do today.
We got to get to it, man. We're going to be in a hole today, boys.
Yeah,
comeback win today.
Exactly right. Oh. We're going to be down by 4, and then we're going to come back, and Taiwan's going to tweet out after the game, like,
thanks for picking me up,
Alex. It's like, there's been like this.
Which, you know, not to make a lie, like, I do appreciate that. I think that is really nice that he does that. Don't you? I mean, come on.
I think it's nice.
It's nice. Because they're picking him up.
Of course.
Let's be honest. He needs to thank some people.
He does. Yeah. He does. So, yeah, it's what a playoff rotation that is. We got our guy, Wheels. And by the way, they better win game one.
Oh, my God. Like, we had a caller call up today, and it's one of those things where you're like, come on. But it's also like, maybe, like, he's like, can we get a Bumgarner-type postseason from Wheeler where he's, like, starting 3 games or starting 2 and coming in for 5 innings of relief? Like, I mean, I'd trust him in that situation more than anyone. Like, let's go.
Can they for the final month of the year, I'm not saying it's got to be Nola, it's got to be Ranger, but can one of you?
Yeah.
You just go on a run?
I will provide some optimism in this specific area.
Awesome.
In that we get very myopic and focused on the Phillies because we watch them every day and we
big
care
word.
About myopic. Yes, do you know what myopic means?
No.
It means that you're like focusing on something little, like you focus on one little thing instead of the big picture.
And I always use holistic. Huh. I'm using at the. It's looking down
okay.
upon the
yeah. yeah. Okay. That's sure.
You're a myopic guy.
That's me.
I'm a holistic guy.
They're not exactly antonyms or whatever it be, but
they're close enough.
Sure.
I don't think antonym's the right word.
Isn't it antonym? Synonym and
synonym.
Well, no, buddy. Mm. Synonym means the same.
Right.
Antonym means opposite, which is what we were.
Antonym.
Do you want to go here? Is this what we're doing?
Antonym Skywalker.
Here's my optimism, that we focus so much on the Phillies. That was really good. That was really good.
Thank you.
Focus so much on the Phillies. We watch the Phillies every night. We don't watch the Braves every night. We don't watch the Dodgers every night. Like, it's not like these teams have great starting pitching.
Well,
in fact, the Dodgers just lost their best starting pitcher, and he's very unlikely to be back this season, I would guess. So
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, and nor should he. I mean, you know, seems like a scumbag. But
now, I feel like I do have to watch the Cubs every night now.
Yeah, I know.
Impending.
Well, and the Cubs actually, but like, and they got guys like Jordan Wicks just going out and like Assad, like this guy Assad, like Javier Assad or whatever. It's like,
well, like I'm
who
glad,
is he? He's awesome.
I'm glad that Saya Suzuki is great. That makes me happy.
I mean, Hap's crushing.
And
again.
I wish Morel was a Phil. That's there's one player in baseball I want to be a Phil. It's Morel.
Is David Ross a good manager? I guess it seems like I'm just saying. Like I don't know why they're so good. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But point being that like I do think that. You know, the Phillies aren't the only one heading into the playoffs without enough starting pitching, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so, for sure. I mean, it's been a problem in the whole sport.
Yeah, and they can hit. So you know what? Like, yeah, the Braves can hit, the Dodgers can hit, but so can the Phillies. Like, over the last month, the Phillies have been better.
Yeah,
so,
well, and that's the big part. That's the big, takeaway from, you know, they lose the game Tuesday, and the fact they just bounced back normally and scored five runs. It was like.
Thank
okay.
goodness.
Because then it could be like, all right, well, the shutout was obviously a blip in the radar because, I mean, run production-wise, they've been very good.
They've been great.
And they had, again, best offense in baseball since August 1st.
Most home runs by a wide margin since August 1st.
Yep. It was nice that they just normally bounce back and got right back to being able to hit the baseball, hit some home runs. I mean, because they had, a seven-game multi-home run streak heading into it.
Yeah,
and they obviously shut out, snapped that. They went right back to having multi-home runs. So that was exciting. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, and again, it's huge. And look, I mean, the end of August, September, Schwarber, whatever you want to call it, I mean, he is freaking locked in right now. He might hit 50 home runs this year. He's gonna hit more home runs than he did last year.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone thought that was coming early in the season. The OPS is well over 8 now. I mean, the average, again, I keep saying it. Look out, Mario. We're coming close, buddy.
I know.
That Mendoza line, it's going to get crossed, I think. You had a single last night. What a throw.
Oh, man. I do want him to stop hitting singles.
Yeah,
I want him to end the year.
When he hit that, because he had the homer first and then had the single last night, I was like, damn. I actually, because the way it like almost looked like it was going to bounce over Tatis's head the way he played it. Like he kind of like jumped weird and I was like, go over his head. Give it a double. Like I'm so with you.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
Like again, like Ronald Acuna can have his little 30-60 year.
Yeah, no big
right?
deal. Which is probably gonna be like a 35-70 year, but no big deal.
No big deal. Schwarber ending the year with more home runs and singles is
here's what I'll say. I think we've all like I know that high hopes we were out in front of this, but I think we've all kind of ended the leadoff thing. Like it's over. Like they win baseball games when this guy's the leadoff hitter. But honestly, and you know, like I always sports are supposed to be fun, I know, and all that, and I always say it, but it's true. Like, Kyle Schwarber's fun to have on your team. Like, this dude, except when he's playing defense, this dude is fun. Like, he's fun to watch. It's fun to know that every time that dude comes up to the plate, there's a pretty decent chance he's going to hit one of the furthest home runs you've ever seen. Like, you know, it's awesome.
It's not very often he hits cheapies.
They're all, yeah, exactly. The only time it's a cheapie is when it goes off the end of the bat and just kind of, like, makes its way out because it's like, of course that guy can hit it out of the end of the bat.
I mean, 466 yesterday.
He's just fun to watch, man. He's fun to have on your obviously he's fun to root for as a person and a player. We know the clubhouse stuff that we've talked about so much that Dabrowski talked about and all that. But he just seems like, to your point, you've said this so many times, he seems like a good dude. Like he's fun to root for. He's fun to watch play.
And plus, I mean, there has to be every kid in the Delaware Valley playing, wiffle ball, emulating the Schwarber swing.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is a tight, compact swing. It's a great swing.
Schwarbombs. It's great.
My daughter, Zoe, loves saying Schwarbombs.
Good.
She's always, we're always like, Zoe Schwarber's up and go, Schwarbomb! Schwarbomb! It's quite adorable.
Good. And
the fun thing is, he hits them a lot of the time. It's a Schwarbomb. It's like Schwarbomb! It's great.
Great. He's good. Okay, he's good.
He's a good player.
Good. It's okay.
He's a really good player.
He's
good. I'm happy he's on the team.
Take up batting average.
I'm really happy he's on the team.
If you just X'd it out and just said
every other number's fine and don't ever play defense. Don't ever play defense.
And strikeouts are not great. But
strikeouts are what they are. Find me the guy who has 41 home runs who doesn't strike out a lot.
And I love the whole, well, it doesn't move runners along. It's like, I love.
We are small ball guys. Are you kidding me? We love
fundamental baseball.
We're the guys who, when the freaking extra runner thing happened, we're like, why does every team not bunt automatically every freaking time? What are we doing here? Like, we're all about it.
I'm a big manufacturer run guy.
Yeah.
That's a sign of winning baseball.
You're damn right.
But like, relax. Also, I believe he's above major league average in getting runners home from third with less than two outs.
I mean, it's not surprising. He
hit the ball in the air. Yeah. He's pretty good at that.
Very good at that, yeah.
So he's just a good player. He's a good player.
I agree. And he's fun. I think he's fun to have on your team.
Yeah.
I'm saying. Okay. Because he can be infuriating, I get that. But I think it's way more fun than infuriating.
Baseball is back. And BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances. Chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, let's get to something important. And I need to go in dangerous. I'm going to apologize to our listeners before I do this, but we're going to go inside the mind of Jack Fritz.
Dangerous spot.
Yeah, I know. Prior to the double last night, Bryce Harper sitting in a hot 0-for-19.
Since 0-for-20
since the Holchuk thing.
Yeah.
You know, that you're like, you know, I mean, it's you. It's your show. You're a big part of it. You're the guy, the whole thing. Like,
some would say the face.
Yeah, I would say the face. Like, how much were you losing your mind? Like, take us inside this, like, because I know you very well, and I know that, like, you probably, like, were, like, sweating every time Bryce Harper came.
So, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I didn't really care.
What?
I promise you I didn't care. Because, like, I just know he's going to be fine. Like,
okay.
All
right, good. Because this is very unlike you in this situation.
I know.
But you're right. That's a perfectly valid. It's like, yeah, it's Bryce. It's fine.
If I can be the whole guy that can explain away pretty much everything with Kyle Schwarber. do you really think an 0-for-20 for Bryce Harper is going to shake this foundation?
That's a great point. Man.
Yeah, like
good point.
I could see why you were concerned.
I worry about you. I care about
you. Right, but there was nothing. I felt nothing.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's a growth mindset.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been working on it. I did want to make Chuck nervous for sure. Like, I just wanted to start blaming him all the time.
Yeah,
because he does not handle that well at all.
I mean, and it was like, it was pretty hilarious the way this all kind of, like, it's like, of course.
For sure.
Of course,
and he shaves, like, he's clearly thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, that is funny. Do you remember a player ever who is more willing to just change his...
Everything?
Everything. The batting gloves thing, the facial hair, what he wears, the way he goes, like, his freaking stance, like, the whole thing. Like, I don't ever remember a player who, like, when they go through something, it's like more willing to just completely change like certain things about how they do baseball.
It's such a baseball thing to do.
Oh, of course it is.
It's like
Mr. Superstition.
Yeah. He's a real ball player.
He is. I'm just saying, I don't ever remember anyone doing it as much as him.
Right. Well, what about me? Like, I had my one shirt.
I don't see you play baseball. Oh, you're talking about him watching.
Yeah.
You're right. You do that.
I had my shirt.
You got your shirt. You got your spot. You got certain people you can watch with, certain people you can't watch with. That's a good point.
Yeah. I walk.
Okay. Yeah. Now that's a whole new
thing. Dude, by the way.
That's a whole new thing for the playoffs.
It is.
Walk has no playoff resume.
So, counterpoint is that Jill got way more invested in the Phillies. Like, she was like, Jill never texts me at work about the Phillies. She just started texting me, like, during the, like, she's like, this is crazy. It's like, who is this? Someone take your phone? Someone
like
at the house
this.
Right now?
So Walk's bringing the Phillies family in. Is
correct.
Like,
correct.
Like,
that's this. How I know he's my son. Is...
That's good.
Like, Jill was so invested in the playoff run last year, and I was like, this is awesome, but like, what's going on? And then this year, dude, like, so she'll try to get him to like sit there And like, maybe I should put like a nature thing on, like on YouTube, and he like loses interest. The second the Phillies are on, he's like doing this whole like moving his head around, like so that he can watch the game.
This is so great.
And I'm just, I keep looking at Jill, and I'm like,
that's my boy.
Yeah, you see that?
My boy right there.
You see that? So
I know
it's
always my daughter because she's that psycho.
Oh yeah, no, there's never been a kid more like their father than Zoe's out there.
I told you before, but like literally, there have been times where like Zoe's like, you know, nonstop talking or whatever, and Emily will turn and go, James! And then she'll go, oh no. Like that, where she's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, because it is me.
Yeah, it's you. Me. So, but yeah, he's been gravitated towards the Phil. So,
I love that.
So I'm not.
I love that.
Yeah, he's good. He's a keeper.
But again, he hold up though, him gravitating to the Phil's, loving the Phil's, that's cool and all, but yeah. That doesn't mean he's good luck.
For sure. No, yeah. I agree. But we watched the end of the game yesterday together, so they didn't blow it. That was good.
Good. Matt Strom was really trying to blow it.
He was, for sure. But I'm also really, if the games are at home, not really going to be there.
That's true too. Yeah, we'll be at the stadium, so it's a good point.
It's basically just recreating last year.
I like this. It's good.
Don't worry. I'll figure it out.
I believe, buddy, I so believe in you.
Thank you.
I really do. All right. What else before we get to the take back? Bullpen. We haven't talked much bullpen lately. Where are you at with Alvarado? Strom, obviously. A lot of innings. You know, kind of where this pen is at. Kimbrel looked good. Not great. You know, a couple walks, but got through that last outing. But luckily, because of the way these games have played out, they've gotten him more rest over the last couple weeks, or last week than prior.
And what Rob Thompson, I mean, I know in this... You can't wave the white flag. You gotta go for full nine innings and do your best to win. Dude, let Lorenzen just go out there and pitch six and then give the ball to Covey.
Oh, you know? Was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I did like, look, and Thompson's done it before, but in the 9-7 game, bring in Kimbrel in against the heart of the order in the eighth. Like, I do like that he still does that kind of stuff.
Speaking of that, it triggered something in my mind that I wanted to bring up. I appreciate wanting to go for wins. And I know that we have a lot of scar tissue with blowing games.
Oh, yeah. Where you at, Joe Girardi?
I just, like, you can let Kimbrel sit for a little bit longer before we're getting the jacket off, and it's like 5-1 with two outs.
Oh, I know. Like, I agree with that. No, I agree with that. Big time.
It happened in the 12-7 game.
It happened in the, yeah. I think that's why he blew the 300 home run game. I think that's why. I think at least part of it was warming up the night before.
Rob, you're a lot like everyone. I appreciate it. Like, you want to win the game, but like, we don't need to. Like, we need to save.
Yeah,
save Craig.
There are more important games coming. Yes.
Like, if Strom blows a 5-0 lead with two more outs to play, yeah. I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
So, you know, the funny part about the bullpen is like, just whenever I'm like, okay, this is a guy I can trust, they go out and have like a shaky outing. So like Hoffman yesterday, of course.
I know, you literally spent the whole last part being like, Jeff Hoffman.
Might
my
be a
guy
that we could turn into a high
leverage. In a big spot.
Yeah, so I apologize in advance for what I'm about to say.
Oh, God.
But I would like to point out.
Should I turn your mic off?
I would like to point out that, and no, the eye test does not totally back this up, but in his last 14 appearances, Sir Anthony Dominguez has only allowed one run. I'm sorry.
It is weird. I actually knew the numbers. He's actually like...
Dude, his ERA is 3.6.
Yeah. If you go back to... remember he had those couple rough outings to start the season? Like, if you go back and take those outings out, I think it's like April 17th or something. I saw this on Twitter. Someone put out like April 17th on. It's like 2.6 or something like that. 2.7 or something.
Does not feel that way.
At all.
And probably because he's not striking guys out.
Yeah. And it just, eye test. Like, it doesn't look quite as nasty. Like, yes. It doesn't look quite as unhittable.
I think Alvarado's getting back to that, though. I think Alvarado's looking
great. And I think
great.
That was a big spot for him to get that save and obviously the excitement.
Dude, it was.
What a celebrate. I mean, the guy just, his ability just.
Well, he's the best. It was so exactly like game one of the NLCS.
Yes. That's a great call by you.
There's been so many games this year that have felt like the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Just sickening. It's like I've felt this before.
I know.
That's what I felt watching that. I was like,
well, the McCormick catch was the one we just had with
I know. And there was
whoever that was.
I forget. But the ninth on Monday, again, pretty surprised they won. It was trending towards an 8-1 lead and them losing in September. It was like, been here before.
Well, that was the one, yeah. Them winning that game, you're right. Them winning that game was kind of like, okay.
Maybe this team's different. They didn't blow an 8-1 lead in September.
And then they got out and blew 8-0.
Right? 7-0.
That's our squad.
But yeah, so the bullpen, like, I think Alvarado's on his way back. I'm glad Kimbrel's had a couple days off here. Strom, I think, is mostly fine. It's just the one thing about the bullpen is that I don't know who you can turn to. Each, like, sure, they could go out and be great, but it's not like he's going to be great.
I agree.
You know what I mean? So that's the big difference with the bullpen. It's like Strom can go out and be great, or he can go out and walk the the ballpark. I mean, Gregory Soto is the ultimate example of this.
He's the king of it. I mean, he is as high and low end as, like...
Dude, there's innings where he's done in seven pitches. I've missed three Gregory Soto innings because they've gone so fast at some points this year.
Yeah, and
so,
sometimes the stuff, you're just like, wow, dude, like, you are nasty. You have stuff.
He could be so good.
Yeah, I mean, he has, like, stuff with a capital S. Yes. Like, yeah.
He could be good. He's just not.
Yeah, and well, and you can't trust him now at this point. But
well, yeah. and now the big thing that's starting to come around is, and I'm happy we're having the conversation, but, like, do you try to bring up Orion Kerkering for the last, like...
Well, you know where we stand on this.
Last buddy. Little month. And
you know where we stand on
see
this.
See what we got.
Let's
I mean, there was a prospect guide that I think is one of the smarter ones out there, and he said best slider in the minors.
Whoa!
Which is...
At his age, too? Wow.
Well, it's not... I mean... He's a pitcher.
There is level or whatever. Yes. Sorry, level, I should say. Yes.
Best slider in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Our guy.
That's pretty awesome.
So I'm just, I think it's like, do you want to bring him up for like the Covey role? No. Do you bring him up instead of Bilotti? Would you rather, like, that's the question.
Yeah, I'd rather take a shot. Why not? At least see what you got, the upside of it.
Yeah. So and, I mean, it probably, I think the only way they would do it is if someone got hurt in the last little bit here. Like, I don't think they'd bring Brogdon back up. I don't think. Like, it's pretty much if someone goes down, it feels like Kerkering's getting the call. Buddy. That'd be fun. Be fun.
Let's go. All right. Last thing before the take bag, I just would like to, as a pod that, you know, is a fan of bits and has done bits, has appreciated bits.
And now the Phillies are also bits.
Well, the fits, that's what I'm going for, is that this whole Phillies bits thing, it's been like, it's another one. Like, the Road JT thing is... like
all time.
What are we doing here? And the dude's a stud again. It's like the homer hit in Milwaukee was like a freaking tank shot to center. I was like, who is this guy? Where did he come from? It is hilarious. It is a hilarious bit.
Yeah, again, in a team full of bits, it's what they are.
It's what they are. It is the bit team.
The starting staff, the losing games, they hit big home runs, Road JT... leadoff Schwarbs is actually
kind of
a bit.
Been a good bit.
It's remarkable. It's just absolutely remarkable.
If there was ever a team for this pod, we found it.
We found it.
What a beautiful
dude.
Day.
He's like, he is an MVP candidate.
Dude, he's got like a 950 OPS.
I think
the road
it's higher.
It might be higher. It might be. I was guessing. No, he was 931 during the road trip. It's been awesome.
And he's in the low 600s at home.
So he's over 600 because he was in the 500s.
Yeah, he's over 600 at home.
God. I mean, I said it before, it's like old school cores. It's like the dudes were like, there was no humidor, and it really was like that. It's crazy. All right, take back in a sec. Shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week, Screwball Sports Bar. That is a great name for a sports bar. Screwball Sports Bar, shout out to the Miller Lite Bar of the Week. It's our Bar of the Week today, Screwball Sports Bar and Grill in King of Prussia. We can watch all Phillies games with a $2.75 Miller Lite draft special. That's a great deal. Go to screwballsbarandgrill.com. Take bag, my friend.
Well, whatever happened to Screwballs? Like, why can't we bring the Screwball back?
What a great
back?
Question. Why? It felt like no one threw Screwballs back. Yeah. Like, they were just like, he's a screwballer. Like, we don't have any knuckleballers in the game right now either.
I disagree.
Who do we got?
The Phillies face one on Monday. I mean, that guy was throwing knuckleballs.
Yeah, you're right. He was kind of throwing
that. It was like a hard knuckle,
but it wasn't like knuckleball. Yeah. You know, like, we don't have any Tom Candiotti's.
No.
Or Tim Wakefield's, obviously.
Who the hell is Tom Candiotti?
Oh, that was my knuckleballer growing up.
No, see, I'm a Wakefield.
I know you are. Yeah. Tom Candiotti was a great one.
Yeah, again,
Tom Candiotti.
I have such little respect for knuckleballers. Like, just no respect.
Really?
Yes.
I love
them. I don't think that they...
They're not pitchers. Is R.A. Dickey the best knuckleballer of our generation? Probably won a Cy Young.
He did win a Cy Young.
He won a Cy Young.
It's just like, it's so Mickey Mouse. Like, be a real pitcher. I'm just like, I can't take the knuckleballers. Like, you're not a pitcher.
I mean, it's pretty awesome when you can do it, though.
I know. And the counter's always, well, why can't you do it? I don't know. For some reason, when I try, it doesn't do it.
Because it's hard to grip the ball like that. Just, like,
whatever. Do they even lift? Anyway.
Good talk.
Thank you. Thank you. But we have a High Hopes event, buddy.
We do.
And I'm very excited for
and
it.
And it's official. I teased it last time. Let's go, buddy.
Yes, and I'm very excited. So,
shout out to Miller Lite.
Shout out to Miller Lite. Shout out to Liberty Grounds.
Liberty Grounds. Finally, in my city. Thank you.
We're coming to Philly.
We're coming to Philly. I'm staying in Philly and I'm ecstatic.
That's beautiful. September 15th at Liberty Grounds. And for those of you that don't know, like the some of my best friends in the world own it.
Okay, well, what a flex.
Well, I mean, they're my guys.
No big deal to you.
They're my guys.
Powerful people. It's all good.
I'm very, very excited. Shout out to Sunil, Priya, and Kanae.
Oh, wasn't that your best man at your wedding?
Sunil's my best man.
How about that?
Yeah.
For those who were not there, which I'm guessing is everyone,
I don't think any listeners were there.
Dude gave a great speech.
Great speech.
Like Crush brought out like a little mini basketball hoop.
And you missed it.
It was very good. Like I didn't know anyone at your wedding other than you know Spike and Marks and the people from WIP. I thought that dude freaking crushed it.
Yeah. And it's a really cool place. It's two floors, right across the street from St. Joe's Prep. So they have mini golf downstairs and the. I think there's going to be a mini golf tournament for Phillies tickets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Food's really good.
I'm so excited.
Food's really, really good. I don't know where Sunil learned how to cook, but we're figuring that out.
Okay.
So
I like the shot at Sunil there. That was good. Just throw it in there, you know.
So September 15th, Liberty Grounds, and I hope that, you know, people that, because a couple times, people are like, are you ever going to do an event in the city? We're going to do an event in the city.
Finally. And by people who ask that question, Jack means me asking that question.
Well,
yes, over and over again.
Some things about it. So
real quick, let me just look it up real quick. It will be, Phillies Cardinals. We get to relive the NLWS?
Wow.
Yeah, NLWS. I was trying to do the
We get to relive. We get to relive A-Rod and Michael K.
How about it? A Friday night, too.
Yeah.
We got a Friday night to hang out.
Yeah.
8:15 games, so we'll be raging. It's a late night.
I can actually
hang out for once.
You can.
How thrilling is that? Maybe I'll take a little nap during the day.
Yeah, you should. Awesome. You should.
I have to hang out.
Yeah, you do.
That's correct.
100%.
Yeah. So that's
but yes,
my life.
Liberty with a T-E-E, not Liberty.
I can't wait, dude. Yeah. That's going to be freaking awesome.
Yes. So I hope everyone come out.
Come hang out.
Be a great time. And we can, I'm sure they'll tell embarrassing stories of me.
Seriously coming out. Seriously, it's gonna be a Friday night.
This is one where serious.
Like, well, but normally it's like a weeknight, and we're at a bar, and it's great, and I love it, and I love all the people. Like, it's a Friday night. Like, I can hang out tonight, like that night. Like, let's freaking coming out with us. If you live near the city, if you've ever thought about coming to IOS, man, like coming out with us, we love it. It's our favorite thing to do to meet the community that's built around this pod. So please coming out
for sure. Shout out to Brian Onora and his throat.
Oh, what it saved the day. What a hero, dude.
Saved the
unbelievable.
Day. Fall off the chest. Brian Onora.
That was huge.
I've never seen that.
I haven't either. I've never seen an umpire lead to saving a run like that. I feel like I've seen umpires stop like a ball hit like the first base umpire and keep a guy from going to second or a ball like kind of be kept in. I've never seen that exact play happen.
What is he doing? Anyway.
I know.
It was a great moment. Another yearbook moment. are we close to a Matt Klentak appreciation?
No. I mean, look, that Zach Wheeler contract, though. You know?
JT,
you can do as good a contract.
JT, Bryce.
Well, the Bryce contract, good Bryce, but I think we're giving John Middleton credit for that.
Yes.
Shout out to our guy, Jack.
I would say so. But
I think he deserved it.
He was a part of the front office that drafted.
I'm gonna give John Middleton full credit.
Okay. Yeah. Just saying.
I'm just saying.
I don't. Obviously, we are.
But here's what I'll do. Jack Middleton gets credit for the Bryce Harper thing fully.
Correct.
All him alone. That's how he became Jack Middleton. John done.
And then you lost it, but then he's back.
But then
now.
He got it back. So yeah, he's our guy right now. Yeah. Right. We are all in on our guy John. He's like our favorite.
Yeah.
But. I think the Wheeler thing he deserves credit for. I do.
Totally.
I think
agree.
That's fair.
Well, and trading 6-0 for JT.
Yeah, it ended up being a great trade. You're right. It did.
6-0 for JT was a steal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, obviously, we're past the point thinking that general managers draft players, but
he's 11, part of the, didn't even mention Jorge Alfaro like he wasn't even a part of the trade. But
I know.
Or the lefty, Will Stewart. Was it Will Stewart, the other guy we gave up?
Yes.
What a pull. Come on.
That is a good pull. I'm shocked you knew that.
I am shocked I pulled that out, too. I knew it was Will something.
I was thinking about the guy that they traded to the Diamondbacks that threw a no-hitter in his first start. He's a former Phil's farmer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he, I don't think he ever...
I was thinking about that with the Lorenzen one. Like, it is funny how many, like, just rando
no-hitters there are.
So many.
Who was the White Sox guy?
The White Sox guy. Wait, which White Sox guy?
Not Burley. It was a guy...
Burley had a perfect game.
I know he had a perfect game.
Yeah. Wilson Alvarez back in the day?
No.
He was a White Sox guy who threw it.
It's not Bummer, but it's something like...
Oh, yeah.
Phil something.
Philip Humber.
Humber.
And that was a perfect game also,
yeah.
Actually. Philip Humber threw a perfect game.
And I don't think he started again after
that. No, he's a disaster. You know why I love that one so much? I picked him up for a spot start in fantasy that day. Like, literally, I just picked up Philip Humber for the day, and I got a perfect game. It was, like, one of the great fantasy days ever.
Philip Humber.
Former, I think he was, like, a Mets prospect back then.
No idea.
But, yeah, there's some randos. I mean, like, freaking Andy Hawkins threw a no-hitter that he lost 4-0, which is amazing.
That's,
remember watching that.
That's got to be a tough scene.
That's a tough scene. There were, like, three errors. One was a two-run error. It was rough.
That's the thing. But yeah, listen, man, Klentak.
That guy Bud Smith threw a no-hitter.
Bud Smith did.
Former Philly.
Throw a no-hitter, I believe.
I think with the Cardinals, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Klentak, you're right. Look, I...
Very glad he's gone.
Probably should get a slight amount more credit than he's... And look, I think he was
last year's Team Segura?
I think he was probably better as a personnel contracts guy than he was as a culture setter.
Yeah.
You know, which we found out it's a freaking important to set a culture.
He had no idea what he was doing.
Exactly.
But
he could do some baseball stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of former Matt Klentak signees, just feel terrible for Kutch.
Ah, I know. $299.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to come back.
I hope so.
But he's 36.
I mean,
like
he might
Achilles.
Not come back. Like, he's going to try and come back. But
you really want to rehab that hard?
I know, right? Especially an Achilles. It's not an ACL. It's an Achilles. Like, that's as bad an injury as you can get.
Now, do you think he'd come back, hit the one home run, and then retire?
Do you think 300 matters that much, Jim, to get to that number?
I think if you were on 299...
It would kill you.
It would drive you nuts. I mean, because...
Well, I always felt bad for Fred McGriff my whole life, because, you know, he's a big 500 home run club guy growing up. I had 493. I mean, like, that's like...
Well, didn't Galarraga have 399?
I think you're right. I think Galarraga had 399. But still, to come that close to 500 and get there. I mean, Clemente getting his 3,000th hit right before he dies is, like, one of the craziest things we never talk... He ended on 3,000 hits, like, 3,000. And then he died. Like, that's nuts.
Isn't the story with Kruk that his career average was 299, and he went out and got a hit to make sure it was 300? And then he retired.
Did he? I don't know, but that's phenomenal.
It sounds like a Kruk story.
That sounds exactly like a Kruk story. It is. Kruk was a great hitter, man.
Yeah.
He was a really good hitter.
Dude, I think Fransky in LA posted a lineup the other day with him starting at center field.
In center field. I saw that too. are you serious?
So people lived the 2018 Phillies before that
team? My guy Ricky Jordan at first base in that
2018,
lineup.
2018. John Kruk playing center field.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's like
so great. It makes Reese. We're always like, oh, nothing could have ever been worse than Reese Hoskins in left field. Kruk in center probably was.
How funny is it? The conversation has turned from like a month and a half ago. We would have been like, oh, I'm so glad Trey's not playing.
Oh, I know. We'd be like, thank God. Go home and take care of your family.
Yeah.
Spend as much time with your new kid as you need. Now it's like, crap, dude.
Yeah, I missed him.
Get him back in the lineup.
I missed him.
He was also in the middle of like the all-time hot streak.
I need him back.
Like, worst timing. I mean, kid, come on. By the way, did you know that his wife was pregnant this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't. I missed that.
Well, you're not on Instagram.
That's okay. You're right. That's why. But like when Harper's wife was pregnant, I knew. And like, you know.
Well, I think she was pregnant, I believe, at the press conference.
Right when they got here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I had no idea.
Okay.
I could have done my whole athletes are humans thing earlier with Trey. Like, his wife's pregnant. Come on, guys. Give him a break.
He moved to a new city athlete or wife's pregnant.
Give him an ovation. Come on.
Yep. Stand up. Listen. You can still play Johan Rojas. I'm just saying.
I'm with you, dude. I know. I love the passion. He's back, but like.
We still play him.
Yeah, especially like late innings. I don't know. Throw him in for some D-man.
I like watching Johan Rojas play.
Yeah, especially center field.
Well, Pache actually is. It's so funny because every time Pache comes back, it's like, oh, wait. No, he's really good too.
No, he's really good. And also, like, hits, man.
He's hitting. It's still, again, for a season.
This is a great point you're going to make because I co-signed this.
For a season in which there's been a lot of things that have shocked me.
Like, wow, how'd that happen?
12 straight wins on the road.
Yeah. Trey Turner's season just turning around on a dime because of ovations. Like,
Christian
literally on a dime.
Christian Pache turning into a serviceable hitter is up there.
I think it might be the craziest. Yeah. Like, when they traded, like, you hated him.
I did.
Like, as a player. You were all, because he was like a top 10 prospect with the Braves, and you were always like, this guy's not good. This guy is not good. He's not good. Because he couldn't hit.
Well, because there's nothing that drives me more crazy in prospect circles. Like, well, a guy's great fielder. Well, that's why he's so high. Well, that doesn't matter.
Well, think about this. Think about the fact that the Oakland A's, a team that is literally doing nothing else but trying to find young, cheap talent. Like, that's it. Gave this guy away because he couldn't hit.
Yes.
Like, that's nuts, man.
It's a, believe it or not, a bad sign for the franchise. It's a really bad sign.
Yeah.
That's a really bad sign.
Yeah.
And the fact that the Phillies were able to
take advantage.
Which is
Dave.
Again.
Dave. This is the kind of stuff that Dave and Ani and whatever it is. But this front office does that others didn't.
Yes. What a time. What is that? That's all I got.
That was a good take back.
Thanks, buddy.
I really appreciated that one. You know, sometimes they're okay.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
I've been trying to, ever since you publicly challenged me for my take back, yeah. I've started
one
writing.
One time you came in, you're like, well, I don't really have anything. And then you like wrote one thing down. You're like, all right, this is the take back.
Yep.
We count on the take back here.
Yep. Well, that's
like a big part of our show.
It's okay. We are an accountability podcast.
That's right.
You,
that's right. Sometimes I got to call you out.
You push me to be great every single
that's
day.
That's right. That's right. You make fun of me for being old. It works out really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope. Never mind.
Yeah, that was good. Whatever you're going to do, that's probably the right move. You got anything else?
Just saying. I hope you're.
Oh, God. I hope this is a death thing.
I hope you appreciate this time.
Yes. Before I die in a week or whatever it is. It's great. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Don't actually, though, because
I'm going to really try not to.
Because then people would cut this into the
you're really running some risks here. Like, you know, the amount of clips about you making jokes about me dying the week I die is going to be tough.
Bad guy.
It's going to be bad guy. That's right. All right.
Elliot keeps lurking outside of
the
studio.
I know. He's like just like walking back. It's like, aren't you doing a radio show right now? Yeah. Like, it's like wandering.
Yeah.
He wants to be part of this. I get it.
Of course.
It's an awesome thing.
Who wouldn't be?
Who wouldn't want to be part of it? All right. September 15th, come for getting out with us. We'll obviously do pods before then, but don't forget, in Philly, what's the name of the place again?
Liberty Grounds.
Liberty Grounds coming out. It's going to be awesome. Obviously, we'll be back. Marlins this weekend.
And no Solaire.
And no Solaire, no Alcantara things. Maybe breaking the Phillies.
No, they have won 7 straight.
And they're going to lose 2-3 to the Phillies are definitely losing 2-3 to the Marlins.
Well, Miguel Rojas no longer is there. So
the real problem is after the weekend, if we lose 2-3 and the Cubs win 2-3, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Going to Wrigley.
Can I just make one last thing here?
Sure, please, yeah.
Hey, Cubs, calm down.
Chill out.
Just relax.
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 We get it.
Well, I will say, how's this? Watch this. You ready?
I'm ready.
Peaking too early.
There it is. We're going to go with that. He spreads some salt, sorry.